Here in Southern California, residents are drying out after another round of wet weather. In Malibu, the rains loosened a giant boulder, which now rests precariously above a number of oceanfront homes. So far, two attempts by city engineers to safely lower the rock have been unsuccessful. NPR's Luke Burbank has the story.
87-year-old Barbara Willis is remarkably calm, considering that about 2 million pounds of boulder is just waiting to crash through her Malibu home.
I've seen so much in my life, but it didn't really throw me that much. My neighbor called me and told me it happened, and I came out and saw it. It was a big noise.
What made that big noise was a 1,200-ton rock sliding down the hill behind Willis's house and stopping just a couple of hundred feet from her home. The boulder broke loose from the hillside after 6 days of rain softened the soil underneath. What actually saved Willis and her neighbors was a simple retaining wall built by the state back in the 70s. Interestingly, many locals figured the wall was too feeble to do any good. Ones like L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky.
Whoever thought up the idea of putting this retaining wall deserves a raise, because I've driven by this wall 1,000 times, and I've always been skeptical of whether this wall could stop anything. And sure enough, it has stopped a boulder and it saved one or more lives last night.
While the retaining wall did stop the boulder, it was left shattered and buckled from the impact. Plus, the big rock had actually stopped near but not at the bottom of the hill, meaning it could break loose again at any moment.
Malibu is the disaster capital of the world. I mean, they are very exposed in this city because the geology is so unstable. So this city suffers disproportionately from rains, from earthquakes, from fires. People pay a lot of money to live in these elements, don't they? On a day like this, you wonder.
I can't explain it. You'd have to live here. They say Malibu is a way of life, and it's just something about it.
Barbara Willis says she'll never leave Malibu. All her life she dreamed of living on the beach. In fact, she wanted to live here so badly that years ago she wrote down the words Malibu Beach Home on a piece of paper and carried them around in her pocket.
Yeah, I'll write it down and then put it in my wallet, and then subconsciously you're kind of working toward it. That's my theory.
Willis may have gotten her wish, but by late Wednesday afternoon, Malibu city engineers were far from achieving theirs, namely getting the boulder safely down the hillside so they could blow it up into smaller chunks. Plan A was to carefully remove the dirt below the big rock and ease it down to ground level. But that didn't work. There was too much dirt, not to mention the danger of working underneath millions of pounds of sliding rock. So city engineers arrived at Plan B. They would use a fire truck to spray water under the rock, loosening the soil and sliding it the rest of the way down the hill. But after 45 minutes of blasting the hillside with water, the rock refused to budge. Since they couldn't get it to slide down the hill any further, officials now plan to load the boulder with explosives and blow it up where it lies. It's not ideal, they admit, but what Mother Nature did on accident is just too hard for them to accomplish on purpose. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.